We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. Is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Step Forth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. And welcome to our 200th episode. Technically, it's 201 according to the iTunes, but that's because we had one extra segment that was kind of a mashup.
This is one of our extra credit specials.
Yes, so this is 200 of our full episode. Wow, 200. I can't freaking believe it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
it's 200 for you. I got 18 more episodes for 200.
Yes.
For
me. Yes, yes. I'm the senior in this one case.
We'll have the real party then. But no, it is awesome. 200. How many years? It's been well over 4 years we've been doing this, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess five for me then.
Yeah,
good gravy. Because we had a bit of a pause there. We had issues, you know, getting new co-hosts and stuff. Until, of course, he settled on the ultimate co-host.
Yes, Ross Dunn.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Hey, I wouldn't do this with anybody else, but
I'm telling you. I'm in a good mood. Anyway, yes, 200 episodes. Wow. All right. Well, I'm so glad everyone's tuned in and made it worthwhile and. Had a great call with a new client the other day saying he'd been listening to the show for years. How weird is that?
That is weird.
I just totally weirded me out. I was like, wow, that's crazy. Anyway, very, very, very cool to hear that people, you know, are into the show that much and enjoy it that much. And some of them are like just I've had quite a few conversations with people lately that have said that it has helped their business a great deal. So good for you, John. Thank you for your help.
That's awesome to hear that we can do that for people. It really is.
Yeah, it is. And just blows my mind that people are listening. It'll never stop. I'll still be amazed. I guess I shouldn't be, but I am. Yes. Okay. Well, on to the news because, you know, we're all serious.
Yes. And there's so much to talk about today.
Holy good gravy. Yes. So to start with, the Penguin 3 rollout. Finally happened. Woo-wee. Yay-hoo. Done. Okay.
But nothing exciting, really. but did it really? So here's the controversy. Because there's all controversy, right? Of course. So when they announced it, they said, here's the Penguin, the new Penguin album. And then they called it an update. So nobody's sure if it's the new album or the update in the beginning. So finally Google, they didn't actually officially comment, but I think it was John Mueller said that this one that rolled out is a refresh. And we should expect the actual update after the holidays. Because you and I had the discussion a number of times about if they did this before the holidays, didn't they learn from the Florida update, blah, blah, blah. And maybe they did. Maybe they listened to the show, too, and they realized, oops, we shouldn't do this before the holidays. And they said, the actual update will be after the holidays. So this is just a refresh. And I think that's important to people to understand, because I know a lot of people that I work with really didn't quite understand how the Penguin update or the Penguin algorithm differs from the other algorithms. So with Penguin, you know, you can do all this work with you know, cleaning up your backlink profile and doing all your requests in Google Webmaster Tools. You can do all that work and nothing seems to happen. And it's true. Nothing does happen because they don't apply all that work you do until they do a refresh. And the timing seems, you know, recently, at least this, it's been a year since the last time they refreshed it. So all that work you've been doing all last year didn't really have any effect until just this refresh happened last week. They did say, however, any work that you did in the 3 weeks prior to the refresh, I keep calling it update, but it's not, until Penguin 3.0 were not included. So the 3 weeks prior to it, you still have to wait for the next one, which could be as far as a year from now.
Because I didn't catch that one. That's not good news.
Yeah. So, so anything you've done in the past month, let's say, is probably not impacted. You didn't catch this refresh. You're going to have to wait for the next one, or hopefully when they do the update after the holidays.
I kind of worried about that, but I was hoping that because they were doing a slow rollout, because I mean, it's still happening. They say it's going to take a few weeks, that perhaps they'd be updating it with the latest stuff. Because it would be nice if they would, but that's not nice isn't what their main word is here. But I mean, it would be really nice because then the people who heard it happening, they could rush to get the last bits in on the disavows. Oh, well.
Yeah, and it makes sense from a technology standpoint because if ever, you know, think about how much data they're dealing with. If they kept adding new data every day, that's, you know, terabytes and terabytes of data.
Oh, it's nothing to them.
It's still a lot.
They can afford a few more computers. Another server farm just for this.
Yeah.
Why not?
That would be good. We get the penguins. Yeah. And if they're smart, they put it on in Alaska on a glacier and call it the Penguin server.
Yes, they would. And you would never have to cool it.
That's true. That would be interesting.
Now that is energy saving. And at least half the year, they get lots of sun.
Of course, there would be a problem with this.
Solar.
They'd start melting the glaciers faster, which could cause other problems. Not that Google doesn't have its own, you know, enough of its own PR issues.
Hey, you're messing with our serious presentation here.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
It's been 2 minutes shows. You wouldn't want me to change now, would you?
So, yeah, there's not much to share, really. It's come out. I haven't heard anyone jumping for joy yet. I've seen discussions of people saying they've seen improvements.
I've seen a couple of our clients that were having issues that we couldn't figure out really why. They did not have any kind of notifications of Webmaster Tools. We were trying to figure out what happened, and they just popped right back up. You know, last week with this, so it had to have something to do with Penguin, but we didn't have any kind of notifications in Webmaster Tools telling us it was. So that was
interesting. And that's when you tell them that you just made a small change to their site and look what happened.
Yeah. We're just we're miracle workers.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you know, you say SEO to many people and they think we are. So
they think we're either miracle workers or the scum of the earth, one of the two.
Yes, unfortunately. Anyway, okay, so on another note here, speaking of scum of the earth, the pirate update. Now this...
I liked how you tied that into scum of the earth. That's good.
Yeah. Well, not all of them. I mean, whatever. But that's another discussion. But in any case, Google has launched update 2.0 to the pirate algorithm, and essentially that's just targeting sites that are doing any kind of piracy online, you know, giving out... 50% off, or you know, even that, 80% off shows of Game of Thrones. Download now from HBO. They even make it look like it's them. You know, it's classic.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Well, I mean, it ties a lot into a lot of the peer-to-peer networking sites, so people are sharing that kind of stuff too.
Yeah, and as we were talking about earlier, I think it's probably Google just trying to minimize the amount of DM, digital right management takedown requests. I mean, I can't even imagine how many they're getting.
Oh, I'm sure it's tens of thousands a month.
Maybe tens of thousands a day. I don't know. So many. But, could you imagine? There's probably departments in just Warner Brothers just submitting.
Oh, yeah, I guarantee it. It's interesting, too, because that algorithm, it was 2 years since they updated that last. Actually, 2 years they launched it initially, and this is the first real update to it. So it's like two algos in a row that it's like been a year plus since they've had, you know, major work done on it.
Enough resting on their laurels.
I know. And what happened to the rolling algorithm updates, too? Because it kind of worries me that that's going away, because that, to me, made a lot of sense. And now with this like, you got to wait for the update. We're going back to the Google Dance days, which is, well, the actual Google Dances were a lot of fun. The algorithmic Google Dances were not.
No, and you know, a penguin dance just wouldn't look all that cool.
I don't know.
Getting out there and getting doing the penguin trot or whatever.
Yeah, you know, it's weird, and I feel bad admitting this, but I just realized that the connection, you know, we joked a number of times about the black and white animals, you know, but if you think about it, that makes perfect sense for an industry that we really define ourselves as black or white hats.
Mm. This is true, although pigeon's not black or white.
Pigeon's gray.
Yeah, perfect, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder if it'll be a toucan update.
I was thinking a peacock. What if they did like a peacock? That would scare the bejesus out of people.
I don't want to see that. That wouldn't be pretty. on that interesting note, let's take a quick break and we get back. We got quite a few more things to share.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Before you painstakingly create another label or drag yourself to the post office, set a course to ShipStation, your key to e-commerce shipping nirvana. Save time by easily importing orders from wherever you sell, like Amazon, eBay, and over 40 others. Save money with discounted USPS rates and a free USPS account. Automate manual tasks through bulk label and invoice printing, custom shipping rules, and much more. WebmasterRadio.fm listeners get an additional 30 days free after the free 30-day trial. Go to ShipStation.com/WebmasterRadio now. Shipping Nirvana starts here.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services. PPCprofessionals.com.
There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S.
WebmasterRadio.fm reaches them all
with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. Through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, we can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of weekly original content
hosted by the most respected names in digital marketing,
thanks to an exclusive private offer available for a very limited number of companies. But you must act fast. Email sales@webmasterradio.fm today and get your message delivered now.
Okay, class. Take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, the 200th episode hosted by John Karka, the director of SEO and social media for Advanced Digital. It's not his 200th. And myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing Inc. It's my 200th. Yeah, so it's a good day.
That's awesome. I can start teasing you about being older than me now.
Yes. Oh, it's still going to come back at you, though.
Did I say something? I didn't mean that at all.
Pissing into the wind, buddy.
Yeah.
So what's next here in the news?
So I just wanted to update, because we talked about this. This happened a few weeks ago, where Google, they made a modification to the news block in the universal search. You know, where you search for something and there's a little block of news stories. And they switched it from being Google News to something called In the News. And when they made that switch, what they did is they allowed sites that were not verified news sources to be in that In the News. The sites like Reddit and Twitter. We've seen some brand sites. We've seen some personal sites in there as well. So it's not so much a news source anymore. It's just about, this is what people are talking about, right? Almost like a little gossip box, but kind of more related to news, which really upset a lot of news publishers in the industry, because, you know, there's no real differentiation, you know, for the normal people, because most people that surf don't go to the Google News. They just look at that little box, right? Mm. And so now that it was like, okay, how does this really impact how much people trust that? If there's sites that are not real news sources showing up in there, is it going to be as trusted? There's a lot of questions and controversy around that. And it was real interesting. You know, of course, we have a lot of news sites and a lot of newspapers. So, of course, we had to dig into this. We did a little study, and the results were quite interesting, actually. Hmm. At about the exact same time that they launched In the News, if you go to the – we were looking at the MozCast – what's it called? MozScape or MozCast tool, the one where they look at the search results and tell you how – they have like 10,000 keywords they monitor, and they tell you how many times something shows up, like a news box or a video story or a local search result or authorship. They would tell you what percentage of those times did that individual type of SERP result show up. Have you seen that tool?
Yeah, MozCast. MozCast.com.
Yeah. So we were looking at that, and the news boxes are identified as one of those items. So almost exactly the same time they switched to In the News from news, that the number of times that those boxes showed up had a dramatic jump. So it went from like maybe 16% of the search results had news boxes to like 24 or 25% of the news search results had news boxes. So there's a huge increase in how many times those boxes showed up right about the same time they switched it to In the News.
It's interesting, because this is definitely your sandbox. I hadn't noticed this. And do I have to go to Google News? Because when I go there, I don't see In the News anywhere.
No, In the News is like the box that shows up if you go search for Barack Obama.
Oh, okay,
you know,
okay.
It's the universal search result that was tied to Google News, right? It's gotcha. Now okay. called In the News, right? So not only did that start showing up a lot more, we also, of course, we tried to dig in and find out, well, how's it affecting our organic search traffic? The difficult piece was that you really can't differentiate if you have a story on the first page of organic results or if it comes in one of those universal search results, because it comes into your analytics as a referrer that looks exactly the same, right? So it was really hard to identify, okay, how do we know if something came through that search box or not, or if it came through a regular organic? So we this is a guesstimate, of course, so because we nailed it down, okay, we just looked at increases in traffic volume for certain sections of our site that we knew were specific to news stories as opposed to the overall site. And we actually saw a marked increase in organic traffic at that time. It's really interesting. We went in and we looked at different topics to try to figure out, okay, what are some of the topics that might be showing non-news types of results? We noticed if there was a news story about a brand of some kind, in some cases, the brand's website showed up in the news box. So if there was a big story about Coca-Cola for some reason, there's a chance that the Coca-Cola website will show up in the news box. So instead of just stories and news about that brand, the actual brand will be represented, which was really interesting to me, as well. And the same thing with about tied to individuals, people of note who are have a lot of presence online. If there's a news story about a person, something of that person, either their blog or their Google Plus profile or something, that may show up in the news block, which I found interesting as well. But overall, I don't think this has been, from a publisher standpoint, as far as traffic and exposure on the site, it's not bad because they increase the number of times this news block shows up, and we're actually seeing more traffic, I believe. But you still have this still a little bit of a queasy feeling about why are things showing up in quote unquote news areas that are not news sources.
It's interesting. This is why I haven't seen it. It's not actually rolled out in Google.ca. It's only Google.com. So they're testing it. Yeah.
I keep forgetting you're in one of those third world countries.
Yeah, where we can't even defend our own parliament because, one of the disadvantages of us not all packing guns.
You did defend it.
See, I consider not to get into a big gun thing, but just to consider a positive that he had to walk around with a double-barreled shotgun and a rifle. He wasn't walking around with an Uzi or a submachine gun. That's good.
Yeah, that's very true. I know this is not a show on politics, but I read the most amazing response to this gun thing the other day that just blew my mind, where they talked about how the Second Amendment of the United States is more important and trumps the First Amendment of the United States because of this gun battle. Have you heard of Gamergate?
No.
So Gamergate is actually really a big thing. I advise you just to go take a read, search for Gamergate. It's pretty amazing what's going on in the gaming community right now, where women in the gaming community are being harassed to the point where they have to move, death threats, rape threats, all this kind of stuff because they're speaking out about the sexism inherent in the gaming industry, right? And it's getting crazy. It really is just unbelievable. But this one lady who was one of the people that started this thing, and I know this is totally not on SEO, so I apologize. He just gets me talking about stuff and I can't stop.
There.
But she was going to speak at a university, and she was going to talk about this Gamergate thing. But the state she was in, I believe it's Utah, has open carry laws and concealed carry laws. And there was a death threat saying someone's going to come in. If she actually presented, they were going to come in and they were going to massacre the audience. And since they couldn't legally find a way to keep people from bringing guns into it, they had to cancel it. So basically, the Second Amendment trumped the First Amendment, which was – it's getting crazy. Trust me. Sorry for the rant. On to SEO.
Okay. Let's rant about SEO. There we go.
Yes.
that's crazy. And I actually do remember that discussion starting, but I didn't realize it had turned into a gate. Yes. Gamergate. All right. Wow.
Everything's a gate now.
Yeah.
Go search Fangate.
Okay. Well, we got lots more to cover here, but let's take a quick break, get that out of the way, and we'll dig through a whole bunch more of this news.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. plus build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at internetmarketingninjas.com.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. Hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. So, ranked number one in mobile search or nothing. I did not read this. I feel like I'm behind today, man. I've read a lot, but it's so much going on.
So you know how a lot of people do these studies of, you know, click-through rates and organic search. And SEO Clarity put one out a while back really focusing on desktop search. And it was a really good study, and they did this. But they actually recently just updated that study tied specifically to mobile search. So, you know, what are the click-through rates in mobile search? And basically they said, you know, if you're not number one, forget it. I think in mobile search, number one had 26-27% of the click-through rate. Number two had 9. Number three had 3-something percent. So it's like if you're – and I've personally done some presentations where I look at organic search. And if you're not in the top three, you're basically in the second page on mobile search, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's the same kind of thing. So there's when you're doing looking at like a standard iPhone, we won't talk about the new 6s and the larger screen phablets, as they call them, or tablets. But if you're on a phone doing a search, usually you get 3 results. So anything beyond the first 3 is basically page 2, as if you were doing desktop. So if what they're saying basically now is if you're not number one in mobile search, you're not going to get the click-throughs. It's going to be much, much less likely for you to get them.
Yeah, and it's very true. And you see also, if you're doing any kind of paid ads, mobile rocks.
Oh, yeah, they show up first. And if there's three, you see 3 paid ads and you don't see any organic search before you see. So it's nothing but paid in the first page.
It's very borderline evil on that one. But anyway, Google making money.
Yes, they are.
Got to pay for those silver farms.
Hand over fist. They got to pay to refreeze those glaciers.
Another one is that the tool and Webmaster Tools for Domain Changes has updated. And to quote John Mueller here, thanks for this note here, John. He says, we just updated it to guide you through a part of the process, double-checking that you have the sites verified, that the redirects are in place, and that redirect doesn't break verification. And oh my God, thank God they've done that. Although I must say it's going to take a chunk out of my business. So many people we have to help fix their sites after design companies, webmasters, people who just are not in the know, update their site without putting any redirects in. They just don't do they don't follow any of the rules.
But a lot of those same people are not going to know to go to Webmaster Tools and follow it either. So I don't think it's going to hurt your business as much as
it's true.
But it's going to make fixing it a little easier, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
But we had talked about that last week briefly, and we said we'd look it up and find out what the details were for this week. So I just wanted to make sure we got that covered.
Yeah, thank you. Another one is on this video series. I watched a little bit of it because Miley's easy to watch. She's very, very literate. Like it's so nice to listen to her talk. It's perfect. And she did this local video series on how to get your local business online. I thought, this is good. This is the kind of thing I would reference to a client to check out. And so if you ever want to check it out, go to Google, look for their local business series. And you'll find it in no time flat. If you need to, what's that?
Yep. Well, I was going to say, you said it's a video series. What kind of topics? What is she covering?
Well, she's going from the ground up. You know, you have a website. You want to get in touch with these people. This is what you need to think of from step one to step whatever, all the way up into building into local and such. And it's been a couple of weeks since I watched it, but
so it's all the way from like how do you get a website. So it's not just about Google local. It's about, you know,
well, that's the beauty of it. It was actually saying how you don't even need a website because it's local.
Oh, but you do need a website.
You don't. Not really. Not these days.
You don't need a website to get found in local search, but you need a website if you're online and if you're a business and you want to, if you need to have a presence online, period. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, best practices, yeah. Definitely. You don't want to rely on anyone else to be your, you know, all the eggs in one basket. You want to own your property. That's important.
Yeah, and I tell people now, you wouldn't launch a business without a phone. You shouldn't launch a business without a website either, because they're just as important.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And in any case, so it's a good series, and I was fairly impressed. So check it out if you want to get a little lowdown on some tips. She gives some good ones.
Nice.
Can Google watch you work? Okay.
So this is like a two-pronged item for our agenda today. So first of all, Google is actually looking for businesses that will let them come in. And we're talking about search marketing businesses mostly, that will let them come in basically for a few days into their business and look over their shoulders to see how they do business, how they deal with clients, what the workflow is like, what are some of the things they do, because they want to improve their processes based on how we work, which was interesting to me. But what that made me think of for the second prong is, would you let Google watch you work? That would be a real good question to ask yourself if you're thinking, am I doing everything right? Am I doing things the way that I should from not only an ethical standpoint, but am I really as white hat as I claim to be? If you really think about it from that perspective, is there anything that you do that you like, if Google was standing there, you would do different? And people should ask themselves that question from time to time, I think. You seem awfully quiet, Ross. Are you trying to think about which things you'd show them and which you wouldn't?
Yeah, I'm trying to decide if I put my pants on or not. I guess I would.
I guess it depends on who's there.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, I don't know. I don't know. It would be interesting. I think it would be better if it was a two-way street, but it's not. They're just going to watch.
That is an excellent point, though. I mean, I'd be happy to let them watch me work and see what I do if they let me watch and see what they do with that information.
Yeah, let me go to your office and do the same.
If you let me follow you after you've taken the information so I can see what you do with it, I'd be happy to.
Yeah. We are now going to permanently crazy glue this camera to your head, and you can go back to Google.
We're going to surgically implant this GoPro.
And you'll have, yes, that'd be great. And go and visit Larry, please.
Yeah, but if you do want Google to come watch you work, we'll put the link up on the Google Plus page, and you can actually, I think SEO Roundtable, Barry has a story about it where he references where you can go.
Rather large caveat is that it's only for Europe or North Africa.
Oh, I didn't read that. Well, that's no fun.
Hey, you've got lots of listeners over there. So
that's true, but I wanted to do it.
No, it's fine. We don't get that stuff.
Oh, all right. I wonder that does make me think, though. It'd be interesting to see if any of our listeners would like to jump in on our Google Plus page. I wonder how different the work activity and the work processes are in these different, you know, major regions. I know, you know, North America is probably very similar, but I wonder how different it would be in Africa or Europe from us. Just on a day-to-day basis. That's an interesting thought.
Siestas.
That's South America, I believe, but I could be.
No, sorry, Spain.
Oh, that's right. All right. European siestas. Okay.
That is part of Spain. Yeah. they definitely do that. I'm sure there's lots of stuff like that, but I was being rather stereotypical. But, you know. I think it'd be quite interesting, definitely from their perspective, and hopefully they publish it. It'd be interesting to see what sort of interesting finds they get.
That is very true. Now I'm more intrigued. Dang it!
So let's get to one of these questions before we cut things down here. You pick.
Let's do Chris Clayton's.
All right. Just wondering if anybody knows whether Google monitors interactions as a user has or a user has on web pages, i.e. such as clicking to watch a video, filling in a text field, listening to an audio recording, etc. I know it does if you add analytics events to the thing, but does it if there isn't an event? Now, I did clarify this with Chris, because I want to make sure he wasn't just talking about, are we just talking analytics here? In my opinion, it seemed like he was taking it a bit far and assuming that whatever Google Analytics tracks, Google definitely incorporates their algorithm, which is not the case.
Yeah, I think there's been a study. I think Stefan Spencer did one not too long ago trying to find out which things that people thought might be included in the algorithm, and Analytics was one of them, and his study proved that it was not being used.
Yeah, I mean, I think without a doubt, I don't think it's been proven, but I mean, it makes absolutely perfect sense that you know, the time to actually, maybe they did say this, that you go to a site and the time it takes to come back is tracked. I mean, that is logical. That's something I've always told clients they do anyway.
Bounce rates off of Google. Yes. I guess that'd be interesting. So a bounce rate is when someone goes to your site and then leaves immediately. But yes. I think, what would you call it if someone leaves your site and comes back? That's not necessarily a bounce rate. That's almost like a – because if Google's measuring somebody left and then how long it took them to come back.
Yeah. Well, if you're coming back right away, that shows them they've got something wrong, perhaps. Right. Obviously, it's a signal they see enough. There's something wrong with your site in terms of that result.
But I wouldn't call it a bounce rate, because a bounce rate is when they hit you and leave. This would be like a boomerang rate or something when they come back.
Maybe it's the flinch rate. I'm gone.
That could be.
But no, I mean, technically bounce rates, they could be there 10 minutes, but they just go to one page.
So for Chris's question, basically the answer is they don't look at that because they're not using analytics data. And without the analytics connection, there's no way they could see how long if someone watched a video or listened to an audio.
No. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, if they wanted to, I'm sure it's not very difficult for them to track that information. But at this point, it's just not done.
And you know, they could only track it if someone had analytics installed. If someone was using another type of analytics package like Omniture or something, they're completely blind to it.
The 200th episode is now complete.
Yay. Well, congratulations on Bruce. It is pretty awesome.
It's pretty amazing.
It's been a killer 4 years that I've been involved, and I hope there's many, 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 many more years to go.
Yeah, me too, bud. It's a lot of fun doing it, and it's even better when we can hang out, so we'll have to do that again very soon and get the Kraken out and some cigars.
Nice. Kraken, the rum, people. Yeah. He didn't say crack.
No.
not crack. Kraken.
No, we put that aside. So with that said, oh dear. If you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to post them on our Google+ community page, easily found by searching SEO101 on Google+. You can also email me via ross@stepforth.com and or reach John via Twitter @JohnCarcutt. Have a great week, and remember to tune into future episodes, which air at 11 a.m. Pacific on Wednesdays.
Thanks for all the years you guys have been listening, everybody. Really, yeah, thanks.
Have a great one.
Radio and Podcast Network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.